Dreamscape presents Casual Cruelties by Alison Irving, narrated by Anna Healy. To Mum and Dad. Chapter 1. I woke the morning after my 28th wedding anniversary with the vaguest feeling of disquiet. After opening one eye, I recognised the shape of my husband James lying beside me, the sound of his somewhat laboured breathing seeping into my consciousness. What is he doing there? I wondered uneasily. Why isn't he in his own room as usual? Gradually, I pieced together the memory of last night, a celebratory dinner out in Belfast, and the inevitable outcome of too much alcohol. I rolled onto my back as I mulled over the events that had led us to spending well over half our lives together. We met in first year at university, followed by a short engagement and a small wedding a few weeks after graduation, before the slow descent together into midlife. James was the clichéd tall, dark and handsome, standing well over 6 foot with black hair and striking blue eyes. I have never felt pretty with my red hair, freckles, and sticking out ears that I thankfully had pinned back when I was 8. There's always been a part of me that can't understand why someone as attractive as James would choose someone so ordinary as me. I decided to get up and make myself a cup of coffee, so gingerly placed one foot after the other on the carpet, silently creeping out of the room, taking care to avoid the creaky floorboard by the door. One quick display of passion was enough. No need to celebrate all over again this morning. While I waited for the kettle to boil, I perused our neat back garden, pondering again about the chances of talking James into buying a garden room, which would be perfect in the far corner. He refused to contemplate it, dismissing it as a waste of money. 2 chaffinches swung on the bird feeder, and a row of sparrows lined up on the fence, patiently waiting their turn. The bird feeder had been a source of friction since I'd spotted a rat helping itself to the nuts in the spring. Despite that, James took great pleasure in the bird's antics, so it remained. As much pleasure as I would get if he presented me with a bunch of flowers. He used to buy me flowers for the smallest reason. Now I didn't even get an orchid for our orchid anniversary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?